I didn't file a report because I've grown up knowing how complicated the system is for immigrants like me. I'm on a bridging visa, and any contact with the police, even as a victim, can feel risky.
As a father, I was worried when my son told me he wanted to go to the protest.
A man suddenly came toward me. At first, I thought he was just going to yell in my face, but then he lunged forward and grabbed me by the neck. For a moment, my chest tightened, my body froze.
That's what makes these anti-immigrant protests so frustrating. Many people don't realize how much immigrants like us contribute to Australia's economy and society. We've followed every rule, we've built our lives here, and we want to be part of this country. Without permanent residency, everything feels uncertain.
It's not possible that someone would think it's normal for me to be physically attacked just for wearing a Brazilian jersey at an anti-immigration protest.
I am Felipe Canali with SBS Portuguese. In this episode, we follow the case of an alleged physical assault that took place during the March for Australia in Perth, an anti-immigration protest held simultaneously in major cities across the country on August 31st. The incident was captured on video, and you can watch the footage in our full report on the SBS Portuguese website and social media pages. The alleged victim is 19-year-old Brazilian Arthur Santos Macedo, who moved to Australia with his parents when he was 9. After more than 10 years in Perth, his family is still waiting for their permanent residence to be approved and has been living on a bridging visa for over 5 years. He was with friends at the protest and wearing a Brazil national football jersey while filming and interviewing participants. I spoke with Arthur and he told me what motivated him to go to the protest.
It was my way of saying, I am here, I belong, and I'm not hiding. I went to the protest because I wanted to stand up for myself and people like me and show who I am. The atmosphere was tense from the start. People were shouting, pointing, yelling, but I held my ground alongside friends and people who care about me. I wore my Brazilian jersey on purpose.
The protest brought together people both against and in favor of immigration. One of the people Arthur interviewed on camera said something that stayed with him.
Every single person there is an immigrant at the end of the day. Unless you're Aboriginal, bro, you're an immigrant in this country. That's just, we can't face that.
For the group of teenagers, the rally seemed under control at first, until the situation escalated and Arthur was physically assaulted by one of the protesters. The confrontation shows a man shouting at Arthur using xenophobic and homophobic slurs. He even tells Arthur to go back to his country.
Oh, you want to film me?
No. This is.
Film me.
No.
What are you doing in our park, in our rally, filming your gay little film clip? Off. Off.
No need.
Nah. These little shit. This smart ass fag. Off back to your country. Why are you a provocative little? You wanna fight?
No, I don't wanna fight.
Then walk the off! Walk the out of here, you're about to cop a skateboard to the face.
Leave it.
Walk the off!
Despite realizing he was being filmed, the man lunged forward, grabbing Arthur by the throat and threatening to smash a skateboard into his face.
A man suddenly came toward me. At first, I thought he was just going to yell in my face, but then he lunged forward and grabbed me by the neck. For a moment, my chest tightened. My body froze. I wanted to stand strong, but the truth is, it shook me.
Although the assault was filmed, Arthur decided not to report his alleged aggressor to the police.
I didn't file a report because I've grown up knowing how complicated the system is for immigrants like me. I'm on a bridging visa, and any contact with the police, even as a victim, can feel risky. There's always the fear it could come back to hurt my residency process. More than that, I didn't want this moment to just turn into paperwork. I wanted it to speak louder than a report ever could. I wanted people to see the reality for themselves. It's not possible that someone would think it's normal for me to be physically attacked just for wearing a Brazilian jersey at an anti-immigration protest.
After the incident, the alleged attacker walked away and several bystanders approached to comfort Arthur. One of them said he supports the anti-immigration rally but is against physical violence.
I'm here to stand up for my country. I'm here to stand up for the people of Australia. And you didn't deserve his abuse. You did nothing to us. This is a free place. If you want to go and perform here, you're allowed to. So don't be intimidated. Not only does he not represent Australians, he doesn't represent the people who marched either.
Can I give you a hug?
Go ahead.
After this, the two of them shared a hug, which was also captured on video.
There was an Australian man at the end who came up, hugged me, and reminded me that even in moments of conflict, humanity exists. That hug, it was short, but it meant everything to me.
I asked Arthur how he feels today, after spending most of his life in Australia, yet still being considered an immigrant without permanent residence.
Growing up here wasn't easy. Kids, they made fun of my accent, my way of speaking English. I tried to give it my all, to fit in, to be seen as an equal, but privilege wasn't guaranteed to me. I've been stuck in limbo for most of my life, caught between cultures, between expectations, trying to balance everything out.
Arthur says the happiest day of his life will be when he becomes a permanent citizen.
I want to become an Australian citizen because this is where I grew up. It's where I learned the language, built friendships, and found my place, found myself. I've spent most of my life here. I love the lifestyle here, the freedom, the multicultural diversity. My family sacrificed everything to build a future in this country. For us, citizenship isn't just a legal status. It's recognition of our contribution, our resilience, and our belonging. When that day comes, it'll be the happiest day of our lives.
I also spoke with Arthur's father, 45 years old, Marcelo José Macedo. He works as a software engineer while his wife works in childcare. Marcelo watched the video of the incident shared online and said he was not surprised by what happened, but that seeing his son being attacked was difficult to watch.
As a father, I was worried when my son told me he wanted to go to the protest. When I later saw the video of what happened, I wasn't shocked. I've seen enough of the world to know that racism and prejudice exist everywhere, not just in Australia. Still, it hurts.
Marcelo, how has living on a breeding visa for over 5 years affected your family?
Without permanent residency, everything feels uncertain. My children can go to university because the international student fees are impossibly high. My wife dreams of going back to university to qualify for a better job, but for us that's out of reach too. Even something as basic as housing is harder. We've never been able to buy a home because without residency, the costs of owning a first house are much higher. Renting is a struggle as well. Landlords look at our application and see instability and a visa that doesn't guarantee permanency. No matter how good my income is, many simply won't take us.
What are the implications of anti-immigration protests for people in our situation?
Many people don't realize how much immigrants like us contribute to Australia's economy and society. We've followed every rule, we've built our lives here, and we want to be part of this country. But moments like this remind us that acceptance isn't guaranteed. Even after all we've given, still I hold on to hope. That's what makes these anti-immigrant protests so frustrating.
Marcelo, thanks for having a chat with us. Before we finish, what would it mean for you and your family to finally gain permanent residence here in Australia and call this country home?
I look forward for the day this process ends, when we can finally call ourselves permanent residents and when we can stop living the shadows of uncertainty. Until then, we carry on working, contributing, and waiting.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics reported in 2024 that almost one-third of Australia's population was born overseas, which amounts to more than 8.6 million migrants currently living in the country. Arthur's story and that of his family is a reminder that behind every statistic are real people with identities, resilience, and the unshakable desire to belong. You can listen to more stories like this on SBS Portuguese. Follow us on social media and share your thoughts on today's episode.